You're listening to Vatican Radio.
In Cuba, only time will tell if a law passed by the nation's National Assembly banning the naming of streets, stadiums and statues after Fidel Castro will stick. James Blears reports that in his lifetime, Fidel was adamant, but legacies can sometimes take on a life of their own.
Perhaps mindful of the proliferation of a similar cult to that of Che Guevara and his iconic image by pop art, Fidel Castro always said a firm no to any memorial, name game or idolatry. Cuba's National Assembly has just solidified his wishes with prohibiting legislation. 85-year-old President Raúl Castro, who's the last of the trio of Castro brothers, says the best way to remember El Comandante is to adhere to his concept of the revolution. The real test of the overall Castro legacy is if it'll survive the passing of the third brother. If it does, then a law one day might be amended. If it doesn't, then hostile successors could tear down statues or erase street names in a jiffy. Fidel's nine-day funeral procession, culminating in his ashes being placed beside 19th-century revolutionary José Martí in Santiago Cemetery, is what he wanted, and it's what he got. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.